Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And it is... Okay, let's do this. You think I'd be a little more prepared. It is Tuesday, April 24th, 1:09 a.m. And in 54 degrees. I apparently am up for a little while, so I thought I would spend some time with Anchor. And I got a nice call from Paul Armani on, from his great podcast. I absolutely love it. But, he had some questions. And one of them was about Megan, and, he asked the spelling of her name, and it was M-E-E-G-A-N, for those of you wondering, and, that's like the universal, apparently, it's the name of everything cute that I own. He also asked what breed she was, and she is a Cairn Terrier. And, he also, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Well, no, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you get what you get. But, he also asked if there was any place that he could see these wonderful creatures in my life. And, I am Gypsy Clipper everywhere. But Gypsy Clipper on YouTube, if you can find it through their retarded search feature. I am there, and I don't think I have any pictures of me. I'm in the witness protection program, and I can't put my picture out there. That's a lie, but I come from a long line of people that just hate having their picture online. And, I have lots of pictures online, and most of them, my mother would, not be proud. But, that's a totally different story. Yeah, it's so weird not to drink to excess. I mean, I absolutely hate people that brag on their sobriety. Just absolutely bugs the shit out of me. You know, it's like, I don't care. It's like, I really don't care. I mean, oh my God, Paula Poundstone. I mean, that's somebody who had some drinking problems. And I didn't know. I don't watch news, and I don't listen to news. I only hear her on NPR. I think she's on Wait, Don't Tell Me, quite a bit, and I love that show. I don't listen much right now because I'm not driving, and I can't really concentrate and listen to podcasts when I'm operating power tools. And, I have been doing a little bit more power tool operation as of late, now that I can actually not freeze my butt off doing some work. But I am laying here, and I have this is the sweetest dog. I mean, she works so hard. She sleeps on Calvin's bed, you know, lots of times. But then she works really, really hard to get comfortable on places all on my body. I mean, we're laying here, and she sleeps with her head on my arm. And then if I move my arm, she sleeps with her head on my chest. And then if I move, then she gets up and she sleeps on my side. I mean, she just is such a good dog. Just is so unique compared to my other dogs. Just, you know, it's been nice. I mean, because a lot of similar Cairn Terrier qualities, but much sweeter Cairn Terrier qualities than I had in my last Cairn Terrier. But I raised my last Cairn Terrier on the truck, and I hadn't a clue on how horribly prey-driven she would be. And, oh my God, she was so bad, Megan 1. Because I would let her off leash to, you know, go potty and everything, like, you know, like you do with any other dog that wasn't horrible. And she would spot something. And it didn't matter what it was. And she would run after it like her little tail was on fire. And I was in the semi, and so lots of times we were at rest areas, so she'd be running towards something, and it would be towards the road, so I'd be screaming like a crazy woman, and that she got used to. That's apparently how you're supposed to call her, was standing out there screaming like a crazy woman, and that just got old. So I got a tracking cord, if you know what that is. It's a 25-foot, like, green piece of paracord with a little snap on the end and a loop for your hand, and so you could put them on that, and then she could, you know, run, you know, at least 25 feet ahead of you. But even that, sometimes she would pull it out of my hands or pull it off my arms, or I wasn't prepared or something. And I remember chasing her. Oh my gosh, it was so scary. Well, it was at Lebanon, Missouri. Emerson had a plant. Emerson Electric makes the they Copeland compressors. They also own Copeland compressor, and Copeland was a big Copeland plant there in Lebanon, Missouri, right alongside the highway. And I, one time, she was running so fast the highway. I mean, I'm running after her like a crazy one, and I thought I was gonna stroke. And just about the time that I stroked out, she turns around and comes running back, and she's like, what were we doing? And it was, I never realized it was my own fault, because I was running after her, and she thought we were both going after whatever it was that she was going after. It took me I went to a dog trainer. I took her to dog trainers all over the country. And I never could fix that. You know, I mean, that's was something we dealt with for her entire life, and it was just scary to take her outside, because I mean, she was a little brown dog and she was so fast, you know. And I mean, I had, you know, 3 foot tall grass, you know, prairie grass here, and she would be lost. And I mean, because they're so fast, you know, so I don't know how many times I lost her, and I just got to the point, I was like, you know, okay, whatever, you know, trust God. And it ended up that she wasn't bad. I mean, it ended up that I could find her, you know what I mean? But it was still not. This with Megan is just so nice, you know what I mean? This little girl, I mean, she comes running, and it was all of, you know, originally for hot dogs. And now I don't need the hot dogs. I carry them in my pocket, you know, just as a reinforcement. But and now Calvin. And Calvin is special. He's truly special. He doesn't really get what it is that he's getting a hot dog for. So he follows me like a little stalker. And I'm like, and I have to keep yelling at him, like, go potty, go, go. And I've got to kind of shoo him away. It makes me crazy. I look like a crazy woman out there with my dogs. But I love them. I mean, I absolutely love them. They are my they are my reason for getting out of the bus. Because if it were up to me, I mean, I could find 10,000 things to do here in the bus. And it's large enough that I exercise inside and I do all that good stuff. But now I have been getting out and walking. So it's been quite nice. I feel like I'm just a grown-up now. I mean, in like a happy grown-up. I'm just doing everything that I wanted to do. It's like, and I'm still young enough to enjoy it. That's just the most spectacular part. I hope others get an opportunity to, you know, live your dreams, because I am, you know, I definitely am. And on that note, I am going to shut this off and let you guys take a break from listening to my ramblings, but have a wonderful hour. I'll probably be back, but happy day. Hey, yeah, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper, and it's 3:30. I guess I fell asleep. 3:30. I guess, what the hell day is it? Tuesday, April 24th. And it seems to be that it is 53 degrees. Oh my God, you have no idea what that's like. I am laying here, just not freezing. Oh, so nice. I've got a little puppy by my side. I got a little Calvin by my feet. And, I need to get up and, do what I usually do at 3:30 in the morning. And you remember, those of you that join me, I really, really appreciate it. But Anchor for me is not the same thing as it is for everybody else. It's kind of a journal, a daily journal of my life. And I want to be able to take a look back. I am living full-time in a bus. I'm currently by myself. I do have a significant other that seems to be a little caught up in money at the moment. So it's just me and the dogs. And I am not alone in the world, so any of you stalkers out there, you think you can come take over my shit. I promise you that I've been 2 years in a van on the streets of a couple of big cities, Atlanta and Houston, to, you know, are two of them. And I am heavily armed. I have a FOID card. I am a gun nut, and I don't discuss guns. It's politics. It's a collection issue for me. Well, I mean, and it's a respect issue for me. I mean, there's a couple of guns that I have great respect for, and I've made a point of having them in my life, and that's been one of those things that has helped me feel better. But I haven't had to use them, and so I just knowing they're there. But oh my gosh, I guess I am. And I'm not a violent person. I don't hunt. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan. But I have raised and slaughtered all my own animals. At one point, the only thing that I have not slaughtered, well, there's two things, a cow and a pig. And I haven't done the dirty work, but I have taken and had it done. So I mean, if any of you think that I'm a pushover, I have news for you. I am not. And that's probably why I am alone in my bus at this particular time, because I am not a pushover. I am, in the dictionary, what would be the opposite of a pushover? I'm a very nice person, and I make a very, very sincere effort to stay nice. And whenever I am associated with things that are not nice, it makes me physically ill. I cannot do it, and I will not do it. I make a point of only doing things that make me happy, and if there is a situation where there's something that does not make me happy when I do it quickly and get it done. So, with that being said, I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll let you know. All right, have a good one. Yeah, hey, this is Nikki, Gypsy Clipper, and, movie review. I just watched last night. I answer surveys for Google, and they send me lots of surveys. I usually get a survey a day, maybe an every other day, something, just depends. But every time I get enough for a movie, I rent a movie. So, I mean, it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, they get their money back. They don't care. And, but I watched All the Money in the World. And it was, Mark Wahlberg. And, it was about the Getty family. And, I know the name. I mean, it's Getty Oil, I would assume. And, Mark Wahlberg was kind of a fixer. I mean, he was kind of a negotiator. That's what he did. And, one of the grandsons, one of the Getty grandsons, I guess his name is Paul Getty. And, he had talked to his friends. He was in Italy, Rome, you know, and, he had talked to his friends about, being kidnapped, about them kidnapping him, you know, for ransom, and they would split the money, and so they did, and apparently they sold him, I guess, for more money. You know, friends like that, who needs enemies, and but it kind of, you know, apparently it's been going on forever. But it was an excellent, and I don't know the woman that played his mother, but she was quite good in it. And Mark Wahlberg was really good, and I can't remember. Christopher Plummer was he played the old Getty, and it was a really good movie. Well, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, you know, it was not like Liam Neeson, you know, running and, you know, beat people up kind of thing. It was just kind of work through the whole thing, and it was a long process, and it was just amazing how it worked. And you know, I'm sure it's not 100% true, but very impressive story, and well worth the rental fee. I don't I don't know if it would have kept my interest long enough. It was long. It was over 2 hours. So, you know, I mean, it was great for, you know, sit here and watching it. You know, and I watch all this shit on my phone. And I don't, I'm so torn on the TV, too. I mean, I don't know if I want one or not, but, yeah, I don't know if I want one. I just still decide. But it was good. I mean, I'd watch it again. I mean, matter of fact, I might watch it again. I think I have 24 hours, so I might do that again. And then I'll let you know for sure. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And I lay here in bed, and I think about how I was able to drive a truck for so long. I mean, I hated that job. I hated that job. And the only thing, you know, and everybody always said, oh, that's, you know, you're so strong for doing that and whatever. And it wasn't that. It was just the opposite. I was so weak. You know, and I didn't want to be alone, you know, and I just saw money. And it wasn't even that I saw lots of money. Because, I mean, it wasn't until the war, I mean, honestly, that we made money. And even, well, and then when the war was over, you know, and that's, I listened to Chris, and she's like, oh, President Trump, you know, is going to, you know, start a war and whatever. And I'm like, you know, until something changes in this country, and that's how, you know, this country makes money. And, you know, and it's like, we don't know how to do it, you know, in peacetime, because we don't know how to be self-sufficient. I mean, we have to depend on some kind of fucked up, oh, I don't know, you know, cycle. Because it's just nuts. Because we need so much money. And I watched that movie last night. And it just, you know, I mean, and the craziest thing is if I didn't know the story, you know, he didn't, you know, Getty Oil, John Paul Getty, he didn't actually have control of that money. You know what I mean? I mean, that money that he made was a trust, and the only thing that he could spend it on was shit to make money, you know what I mean? So, and it's like, and it's just so sad, because he died alone, you know, I mean, you know, that's not even the problem, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I mean, I still believe we all die alone, you know, truth be told, but I mean, you know, whether you're surrounded by your family or whatever, you're still gonna die, and you're still, you know, it's still between you and God. But I sit here and I used to say to myself, you know, and Tana used to say, and you know, because especially like it's a shitty day, I mean, which there are a lot of shitty days, you know, I mean, more shitty days than not shitty days. I mean, because it's just tough, you know, I mean, you know, but we used to say it was our dues. And, you know, we're just paying our dues to have what we want. And I look at that now, and I was thinking, I mean, because, you know, getting out of bed for me is just absolutely painful. I mean, I my hips are so bad, you know, and my back is so bad, and you know, I have carpal tunnel so bad, and that's from driving a truck. I mean, you don't realize it, where no matter where you set your arms, you know, set your hands, I mean, you're destroying your nerves because the constant vibration from the road is just crazy. And then, you know, and then you sit here and like, well, you're just sitting. Well, you're not just sitting. You've got what they call an articulated air seat. And that seat's the only thing that saves your back. And because the roads are crap, and that seat moves constantly. And it's this constant repetitive motion on your hips. And because I sit here and I was like, holy crap, my hips are gone. I mean, and I know a lot of it is muscle tone from the winter, you know, and being out of shape for the winter, and now, oh my gosh, I'm getting back into shape, and I can feel, you know, that part of my body feels better. But I mean, there's nothing you can do for your back. I mean, I do yoga. I mean, I have exercise equipment here in the bus. I mean, I do all this stuff, and I have to tell you, I mean, I still feel like shit when I get up in the morning. And I know that's part of the aging process and whatever. But I'm 51 years old. I mean, I don't come from, I mean, shit, you know, my mom died young. My mom died at 63, but that was shitty living, you know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, and not taking care of yourself. But, you know, both my grandparents, you know, I mean, all my grandparents, I mean, lived a really long time. I mean, I have the capability to live a long time. So, you know, dealing with my age, my aches and pains is not great, but you know, I mean, you know, it's something that I work through all the time, and you know, but I still, just so much of my life was wasted, and I have people in my lives that are doing the same goddamn thing that I did, you know, and you call it a midlife crisis, but it's not a midlife crisis. It's just the point in your life. It's the point when you're brain and your heart say, I can't do this anymore, and they rebel. Well, but you have other people in your life that are like depending on you, and so you are torn, you know, about taking care of yourself. Well, you figure a way to take care of yourself, and you offer those people in your lives, you know, whatever it takes. You know, I mean, I don't care what it takes to make you happy. I mean, you offer those people in your lives, you know, the opportunity to be with you, to do what you want to do, or you give them the opportunity to go the other way. You know, I mean, the people that throw the baby out with the bathwater, that just totally decide, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, no, I'm done, you know, and I mean, and I've done that. I mean, I've totally walked away, you know, but I gave the people in my lives, you know, years. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, shit, I gave my ex-husband 7 years, you know, I mean, I'm like, you can stay here, you know, I mean, we can all live together and work this out. And it's like, and you know, and he did, you know, for as long as he could stand. And he didn't want to be a part of you know, our lives. And then, you know, and then my significant other and I, you know, we couldn't make it here. So we went to Virginia, and, you know, and we were living in the car, you know, the van, until we found something better. Well, he was done, you know, I mean, he got out, you know, and left me in the van thinking that I would follow him out. And I'm like, no, I mean, I was happy in the van. I mean, I was super happy in the van. And I got even happier after I was no longer working that shitty job. You know, and now, the things I've learned, the life I live, I mean, I'm fucking happy. I mean, I don't worry about shit. I mean, and you know, and I don't know if people get that. But that's just what I was thinking. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper, and, oh my gosh, my morning is whipping by. It's a beautiful morning. I got a little sunshine going on. Not a lot, but it's definitely a better day than it was yesterday, and I had a couple of cups of tea this morning. I got things moving, and now I'm on my first cup of cinnamon something or other. I can't remember. Cinnamon, dandelion, nettle tea, and I am going to fix myself a smoothie with my kefir and whatever else I can find laying around the kitchen here, and get my day started. I think it is finish up my kitchen sink farming for the morning. I got to start fermenting my beans. They are at that stage where they will make great fermented things, and I've got more than enough whey to keep them you know, in fermented stuff. So that's my big plan. And I hope everybody has a great day. And, oh my gosh, keep coming back and I'll keep sharing my life. I totally appreciate it. Yeah, I guess that's all I got going so far. I'm going to have to redo some vinegar. Yeah, well, I bought some. I make my own apple cider vinegar, but I can't ever find apple cider, you know, unpasteurized apple cider, which is not necessary, by the way, people. It doesn't make a difference, pasteurized, unpasteurized, apples, pineapples, mangoes, doesn't make a difference, that's all a big load of bullshit, for blog writers, for blog writers, because, you can ferment anything, I mean, absolutely anything. I am fermenting raisins today, from, you know, you can ferment flour, and that's, you know, that's just processed beer or processed wheat. I mean, there's just, you know, just such a load of bullshit. It's crazy. But, yeah, and I'm, oh my gosh, my kitchen looks so wonderful. I have my 18 feet of counter space all lined around pretty. I have room to actually, like, do dishes, and it's like this whole little fermenting station. It's, you know, I mean, I understand that a refrigerator would cut the space, you know, I mean, you wouldn't need this, and I only need this much space because I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what I'm keeping and what I'm not keeping. I'm building my cabinets myself, you know, because that's what I do. I build everything myself. And I'm building my cabinets myself, and I am trying to make sure I know which jars deserve a permanent home, you know what I mean? And then which jars are transient jars that could just go in a drawer. The ones that have a permanent home, they are going to be screwed to a shelf, you know, so they don't, you know, slide around. Because going down the road, you know, your jars are not going to get there. It would just make you insane. I've tried it. It made me insane. That's probably explains why I'm like this. But, yeah, there you go. I'll let you know how I'm doing on that. But, peace. Have a great day. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And I know I am no medical doctor. And I know that I don't know, you know, what people struggle with. But my mother had serious mental issues. And she had never been diagnosed until later in her life, and they put her on Prozac. And my dad said that that was the happiest time of their marriage. It was the happiest time of my dad's marriage. If you talk to my mom, it absolutely made her just not who she was. And my significant other had the same kind of dealings with Prozac and other things. I've had three people in my life that have had serious mental illness, all diagnosed mental illness, where they've all taken anywhere from lithium to Wellbutrin to Prozac to, oh my gosh, I mean, Thorazine. I have one partner in my life was on Thorazine, and it's the saddest thing because all three of these people are absolutely the most beautiful people that I knew. I mean, they touched my heart, they touched my life, and I saw them struggle trying to get where they felt that they fit in and where they felt that they wouldn't have these same issues. But it's so sad because those of us on the outside, such as myself, that are so not normal, you know, so not, I don't even, normal's not the word, but, you know, so not, I don't know, but those of us that are unique and have accepted their uniqueness, and have had their uniqueness set, accepted by the people around them, are so lucky. But there is a, the book, it just is absolutely so good, and I know my mental well-being started from the time I was little, but I have to tell you, my mom struggled. I mean, she was not happy, and being left with two children when my dad went away to war, and she, like I said, she was just recently married, you know, cerebral palsy, just left a house with four other girls. And I mean, her life never got easy. I mean, it was, you know, easier, but I know she struggled, and I know she coped with it with alcohol. I mean, because otherwise she didn't sleep. But my mom was a functional alcoholic. I mean, she didn't drink during the day. I mean, she went to clubs. She did. I mean, you know, she was members of, you know, workshops here, and she was always she showed dogs. I mean, she was always a fully functioning, you know, member of society. And she raised my sister and I on her own with no help from her family. I mean, her parents were just horribly judgmental. I mean, there's no way she could have gone to them with problems. I mean, because they just didn't know how to talk to their kids. I mean, they had five girls and four perfect girls. Perfect. I mean, absolutely perfect to today's standards. And, then my mom and the all four of those, all five of those girls struggled with, their relationships, either in business, personal, with children or whatever. And my parents went to a great deal to, raise us differently. And, so both my sister and I, who are totally different people, absolutely from the top down, you wouldn't even know we were related if you saw us. I mean, except for the fact that we have the same nose. But other than that, I mean, that's it. There's no other similarities. And we have the same, we share the same stories. But we both have made successes of our life. And mine is not financially. It is spiritually. It is oh my God, it's emotionally, you know, the best life I could have possibly come up with. I died today. I gotta tell you, I am going out doing absolutely everything that I had thought I would do and then some. And I feel so bad for you guys. I feel so bad because it isn't just a, you know, just a one, you know, fix because you have been, you know, damaged from birth, you know what I mean? And you know, and it's something that you have to struggle with, and I so feel your pain. I know sometimes I sound insensitive. I just want to make sure you understand that I do know what you're going through. And I do know it's, you know, everybody has to cope with it a totally different way. And I know that the internet would have saved my mom. You know, I mean, I know if she understood it like we do now, I think she could have reached out and been able to get through the things that she was dealing with on her own. You know, totally on her own. My sister and I had totally disowned her and for making a decision. You know, she went out, she followed her heart, and I didn't disown her. I mean, I just stopped getting involved. I mean, so and she was in Sweden for 5 years, so it's not like I had a lot that I could do with her. And that was in the days when it was very, very expensive to call. So I know my mom had to deal with not knowing the language, and you know, and you couldn't understand her if you just met her, if you were in the same country, let alone in Sweden. I'm sure no one tried to talk to my mom. I bet you my mom was so isolated, And I know she was. I mean, I and that's how she died. I mean, no matter what I did, my mom had been isolated for so long. But you guys out there, I mean, like I said, they're just keep fighting the good fight. You're doing an excellent job. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It is 3:40 on Tuesday, April 24th. Oh my gosh, it's like I have been busy all day, and I'm really happy with what I got done. I had about, well, actually it was a full quart of fermented pinto beans, or actually it was sprouted pinto beans, that I needed to ferment, and I had to restock my kombucha, so I made my tea to go on my kombucha, and then I made myself a batch of my cinnamon yogi tea, whatever that, cinnamon, dandelion, whatever it is, I don't remember. I made that, and I made some chutney. Well, I had been, fermenting some pineapple juice and mangoes. Well, actually, it was a full can of pineapples, crushed pineapples, and it would have been an organic can from Sam's Choice, whatever. And the same, it was a mango, 88-cent mango, and I ran that all through my blender, and I put that in one of my dish pans. They're the small ones, 8 quarts, I guess. And I have been letting that, you know, ferment the last couple of days, and it stopped bubbling this morning. So I thought it was time to bottle it up. So I poured all of the pulp and all the liquid into a big pan, and I used a cheesecloth, I guess. Well, actually, it was a flour satel, and I hung it up. The bars that run down the inside of the bus are perfect because they hang right over my table, so I can leave my dish pans, you know, with the fruit pulp suspended over it. So I did that for the day, and then I ended up with about a gallon of liquid. You know, I guess that would be pineapple mango wine, and it looks so pretty next to the purple Concord grape wine. It looks really nice. I need to get some more of those big bottles. Means I have to buy another jug of wine, damn it. It's not a big deal. So I got that, and then I used the pulp, and I made kind of a raw chutney. I've never done that before, and I put it in a quart jar, and I went outside to do some laundry, and my towels were getting kind of, I was getting kind of gone through. I was down to just a couple towels. So I was outside doing some laundry, and I had some sunshine so I could hang it out to dry. And I came back in, and that chutney that I had made was like a geyser over the quart jar. So needless to say, I had to transfer that into a half-gallon jar. I've got sourdough going. I had the wheat, fermented wheat that I had hanging and draining was ready to make sourdough starter. So I thought I'd get around to making a loaf of bread today, but that's kind of overdoing it. I'm getting kind of tired. now it's cleanup time, and it's been kind of nice because now that I have the both counters, you know, organized, I have plenty of counter space, so I don't have this big huge mess. And it's funny because now that I don't use any meat, you know, now that I don't have any meat, and I don't use any fat at all. Oh, tahini, and that's the only fat that I use. Tahini and sesame oil if I cook something, but even that, I am just using hot water, and hot water to wash my dishes, and vinegar and water to rinse them, and seem like they're fine. I mean, they squeak, you know, like they would if they had Dawn on them. So apparently, without the grease, I guess one other thing that I do have that might be a little greasy is that tuna. That you know, because I have a can of tuna a day. The dogs and I share one. But it's like, I think of the resources that I don't need anymore. It's just amazing. I mean, I never would have guessed it, because if I, you know, read blog posts, they don't say anything about this. But if you, I guess if it's your total routine, if you know, everything you do is, you know, based on, you know, fermenting and sprouting and blending and bread, I guess. Oh, and I made the kefir cheese came out excellent. I wasn't sure it was lively enough, but it was perfect. So now I've got that going. Well, and that was going to be tonight's dinner, is crackers and kefir cheese and some hummus that I made. But I don't know if I said this, but I've lost 30 pounds, a little over 30 pounds, since March 1st, and just doing this. I mean, that's all I'm doing, and very cool. I'm kind of excited. Oh, and I've got raisin soaking, so I'm making kind of like a raisin. I think it might be kind of brandy, like my grandpa used to have like prunes on the counter, and he would add it to, like, I don't know what he would do with it. I that was at the age when I wasn't paying attention. It was, you know, 12 or 13, so I have no idea. But I always had I known, I'd have been eating them, because, I mean, they were, you know, like a crock full of them on the counter. But now that I have all the whey from the kefir, it's much easier than using the Rejuvelac. The probiotic water isn't as fast as the whey, and in the whey, I mean, I guess if you're a vegetarian, the Rejuvelac makes sense, but I like my cheese, is what, you know, like, it's spreadable cheese, like, the way I do it is just like, what's it, like cream cheese, and then you can add stuff to it, and if you want to make it like blue cheese, all you have to do is add, like, a little chunk of blue cheese in it, and just some, keep it covered and wrapped up. And now that it's going to start to get warm, things are going to change a little bit, but I think I might have it figured out, because now I'm not using salt for my brine, because that, you know, because everything was so salty to keep it from going bad. The whey seems to do a better job, and then you just only add, I have a organic seaweed and salt kind of mix thing that I put in there, and I've got this really good Mexican seasoning, this organic Mexican seasoning, and I had no idea that even the organic seasoning could be irradiated, and I don't know if that's bad for you, but if I have an opportunity to avoid it, I think I will, and so far I have. But I bought all these Chinese sauces because they're the ones I like General Tso's chicken, that's kind of one of my favorite, and like sweet chili sauce and all that stuff. Well, I wanted to keep the jars or the bottles because I wanted to kind of replace them with a fermented version. I used to do that back when I was homesteading, and those were some of the products that I sold off the farm, and you can't sell any fermented products, you know, at the farmers markets here in Illinois because they're fucking retarded. But I'm kind of, you know, trying to get my website back up and going, so at least I have those things available. And then I thought, you know, if anybody wants to try any of the things that I've got,
They can. And the same with the crackers. The crackers are awesome. I'm getting really good at this. And it's not even reading a recipe. I mean, there is no recipe. You just kind of do it. And one of the things I noticed that with fermented hummus, the longer that you let it set, the more intense the flavors are. So you just use a fraction of any of the flavors that you would use. Because now I find that using the amount of tahini that I had been is actually making it too potent. So now I'm kind of backing that off, and I think I'm going to start using, I don't know, I guess coconut oil or sesame oil. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I'll try it out, see what works. I've got a couple of different oils. But and don't put fish sauce. Don't put fish sauce in anything fermented, because it's, unless you like that taste, but it's intense. And even if it's just one drop or two, it's intense. But that's my fermenting update. And I am sitting down for my 4 o'clock tea. And it's a good day. And of course, I've still gotten no closer to, you know, organizing the bus so I can start working on the rest of my garage. But yeah, you know, I got time. But it wasn't really a good enough day to open up the doors yet, but getting there. But you guys have a great day, and thank you again for listening. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's a little after 8 on, what the hell day is it? I can't even remember that. Tuesday, April 24th. I am wiped out. Absolutely, totally, 100% wiped out. And it is time to go to bed. And apparently Megan and Calvin don't seem to think so. But they're pretty good. As soon as I, you know, curl up in the bed, they can. I'll be talking at you later. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. And have a great night.